Welcome to episode 14 of the Lesbian Romantic Podcast. This is the blogger story, part one. There is no way I am getting on an airplane to meet a couple of stuck-up bloggers, Emily said. The dark-haired woman sat back in her office chair and stared at the piles of paper on her desk.
You have to, Emily. You're our VP of product development.
Exactly. Product development, not marketing. She was tempted to hang up and get back to her real work, but she respected Anna, the VP of marketing, too much to give in to her own impatience.
Look, our agency really believes it would be good to show we're not some stuck-up company. We have to show interest in our consumers and show that we care about what they want from our products.
But we don't, Emily thought. Not really. We just pretend to. But she didn't say that out loud. And you agree with the agency?
I think we should at least open up to the idea.
So why me? Why not you?
Because you are creating the next big thing. These bloggers are, well, they're a bit spoiled. They're used to meeting marketing hotshots like me. Hell, they're used to meeting CEOs.
Emily was starting to lose her patience again. I find that hard to believe, to be honest. I mean, how important can a couple of bloggers be?
These are not stay-at-home moms blogging about their day, Emily. They are making money with these blogs. Big money. They convince people to buy our phones, or not to buy them. These are the people deciding if we're innovative enough.
Now that hit a nerve. Emily knew Anna had said that on purpose. She hated the press or bloggers whining about innovation and what was innovation and what was not.
Come on, Emily. You know you have to do this at some point.
Emily didn't agree. She rarely answered questions from top-level journalists. Why would she meet a bunch of bloggers? But she knew Anna wouldn't let this go. She clearly believed the agency was onto something. So she caved. She was too tired. Fine. She was suddenly feeling exhausted. Anna, on the other hand, was probably grinning on the other side of the line, because her
"Thank you"
sounded very cheery. You're a pain in the
Careful there,
Anna interrupted her.
Company policy on sexual harassment and naming body parts, remember?
I'm so going to hang up on you now.
Fine, talk to you later.
Yeah. Emily made sure to sound annoyed, but she was only kidding. About being annoyed, at least. She really did have to hang up now and get back to work. Later that day, Emily had forgotten all about her conversation with Anna. As a VP research and development of a huge technology company, she had long days and an endless list of mostly online meetings to attend. She could basically work from anywhere with an internet connection, and yet she never left the office before dark, even during summer, and she basically had no life apart from her job. She didn't have friends in the city where she lived now, and she wasn't planning on making friends either. Right, time to go. Emily traveled from one research center to the next. She usually stayed for a couple of months, but she never made any place home. She didn't like staying put in the same place for long. So Emily often stayed in hotels or luxury apartments rented by the company. The company put up with her wandering ways because she was good. And right now, she lived in Brussels. Next month, she might head to London for a change of scenery. She just left the office, it was already dark, and as she walked to her hotel, which was nearby in the business center of this strange European city, she suddenly did remember her conversation with Anna in the morning. She groaned loudly, probably surprising other pedestrians. She looked around, somewhat ashamed, and caught a reflection in the store's window. She stopped. Her dark business suit still looked impeccable. Emily insisted on looking the VP part at the office, but she much preferred her old jeans and a geeky t-shirt. Her long, wavy dark hair was pulled back loosely with a small band. She pulled her hair free and ran her hand through it. There. Better. She sighed tiredly, stopped staring at herself, and grabbed her phone. In the few minutes since she had left the office, 6 messages had already arrived in her inbox. Better get to the hotel and get back to work fast. She was about to open the first email when a passerby slammed straight into her.
Shit!
Emily's phone flew out of her hand, hit the pavement, bounced a couple of times, and then ended up on the street next to the tire of a parked car.
Damn it! I think your phone's there.
Emily flinched. Her phone was a prototype model, and she didn't have a replacement with the same specifications. She dived for it before anyone could grab the device and run off with it. Anna would kill her if this model ended up on some website.
Whoa, you are fast.
Emily barely noticed the other person. She brushed off the phone and inspected it. The material seemed to be holding up nicely. Her team had done a good job. She smiled.
So, it's not broken? I'm so sorry.
Emily was about to snap at the person who'd run into her. But when she looked up, she saw an innocent face with wide green eyes staring at her. A woman with bright red cheeks lifted her shoulders apologetically. Emily instantly forgot the angry words she had so wanted to throw at the woman's head. Now she didn't say a word, to her own surprise. She just stared.
I can pay you for the damage?
No, you can't. Emily finally had her voice back.
Yeah, of course I can. What kind of device is it? I'll get you a new one or something.
Emily smiled a bit. She was about to reply the woman probably could not afford the cost to build another of these prototypes. But she decided to just stay silent, shook her head. Let's just drop it. The woman, she seemed only a bit younger than Emily, now grinned.
You want to drop it again?
She asked with a sparkle in her eyes. Emily frowned in confusion before she caught her own unintended joke. I meant paying for the damage. I have to go now. She put the phone in her back pocket and started walking again, without another word.
Hey, wait!
The woman behind her said.
Wait a second.
She didn't want to turn around. She had to get to her hotel room and get to work. She'd lost enough time already. But then she felt a hand on her shoulder.
Hey!
She stopped abruptly and spun around. The green-eyed woman slammed into her again.
You have got to be kidding me, Emily thought.
Oh my...
What the hell? I'm so sorry. I just did it again, but...
The woman quickly took a step back. Her red cheeks, now an even more deep red, Emily noticed.
You left this behind.
Emily was staring at the woman's face. Innocent eyes with light arched eyebrows. Blonde, bouncy, shoulder-length hair framing her face.
Are you okay? Anyway, I thought this might be important.
Emily snapped out of it and looked at what the blonde was holding. It was her notebook. Emily's stomach dropped. She quickly snatched the notebook away from the other woman. It held her craziest idea so far. Her nutty professor thoughts, Anna always teased. It was personal. And it was very, very confidential. Leaving this behind would have been a lot worse than losing the prototype.
You're welcome.
Emily looked up at the blonde, who was giving her a questioning look. Thank you. It's important, yeah. Understanding now spread across the younger woman's face.
I have one of those too. It's my secret diary.
She winked playfully. Did she really just wink at me? Emily thought. She felt heat rising to her cheeks. It's not a diary. It's my newest... She slammed her mouth shut.
Those green eyes, all sparkly and amused, were starting to get on her nerves.
I have to go now. Thank you for giving it back.
The woman looked disappointed and smiled politely. But then, suddenly, she cocked her head and grinned a little, as if an idea had come to her.
How about a finder's fee? A drink, maybe?
Emily just stared at her. Again, speechless.
I guess not. Don't get angry.
Emily frowned. Angry?
Yeah, no need to look at me like that. It was just a joke. I'll leave you.
The other woman turned and started to walk away. Emily suddenly felt like a total creep. She had shut down in her surprise and probably stared at the woman like some angry freak.
Thanks.
It was all she could do. The woman waved without turning around and kept walking away. Emily started heading to the hotel again, flustered. What the hell had just happened? She wasn't like this. Not anymore. She'd worked hard to be confident, well-spoken, composed. No longer the blabbering, shy, nerdy type she was as a kid. It was the playful wink that had undone her. Or the blonde's adorable face. She was holding the notebook in her hand. She'd almost started talking about its content. And she'd almost lost the precious prototype device in the middle of a busy city. Clearly, she really needed a good night of sleep. As she approached the hotel, she started to tuck away the notebook. But her eyes then caught something sticking out of it. A small card. She almost stopped right there and then to inspect it, but then remembered her earlier bump-ins on the pavement. So she went into the hotel lobby and sat down in one of the plush couches there. Emily pulled the card from her notebook. It was a business card, with a name, a phone number, an email address, and the website. Realization dawned. This woman was insane. She tucked her card in the notebook before giving it back. At least Emily knew she hadn't imagined the teasing and playfulness, or the wink. Emily turned the card around. It had the name of the website in a bigger font on the other side. She frowned and took another look at the name. Leah Harvey. No job title. Emily shook her head. Enough of this. She got up and headed for the elevator. While she waited for it to arrive, she noticed the trash bin standing under the elevator's up and down buttons. Emily debated for a second, and then threw away Leah's card. After all, there was no reason to keep it. This was part one of The Blogger Story. If you like this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes or go to lesbianromantic.com for more. See you next week.